Yeah, it's been really good. We've gotten really good work the last, 2 days out here. But specifically throughout the OTA process, through the offseason, I think it's been really good for us. We've had a lot of young guys get opportunities to get snaps, to get reps. I think they've come along in the last couple of weeks. They've improved quite a bit, which is good for us. It's going to make us a better football team. And then our veteran guys, have gotten back into a good rhythm. So all in all, I'm really happy with how the offseason has gone, and looking forward to getting a little bit of a break, but also, getting back here in, I guess, 5 or 6 weeks and getting training camp started.
How difficult will it be for you all to get Julio up to speed with the new wrinkles and such that Coach Sarkisian said you all are trying to put in and so forth?
I don't think that'll be difficult. He's, such an incredible player, such a talented player, and he's been working hard. He's in great shape, so I think he'll pick those new things up really quickly, and he's got a lot of time on task with 95% of our system. So he knows this system inside and out. He's always extremely well prepared, and I'm confident and positive he'll be ready to go.
Coach seemed to say that you all have worked together, or have been working together, or going to work together. Can you clear that up for us? I know y'all didn't do the camp this year.
Yeah. I had some other things going on. Yeah, we have a group of guys that are, there's probably about 12 of us that are going to get together in the month of July, and he'll certainly be a part of that. So we'll have an extended period where we get some work together, and that's something that we've done in the past couple of years. We're down in Miami, and so this year's a little bit later due to kind of my off season, and but we'll still have that chance to work together, and I think that'll be really productive for us. It's been really productive for us in the past. And this timing will be really good, too. Closer to training camp, where a lot of the things that we'll work on will carry over, and we'll be able to kind of apply those things as we get into the season.
Do you see anything specifically out of, like, Mohamed Sanu and Justin Hardy, like those veterans kind of help the younger guys get up to speed with things?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mohamed's been on the field for us and has done a great job of kind of mentoring some of our younger wide receivers with how to run routes, how to expect the ball in certain positions, recognition of coverage. And Justin Hardy, recovering from the things that he's had to go through this offseason, he's kind of been like a coach on the field for us. He knows the system so well. He's been able to see it from a different perspective, but also give such positive input to those guys and take a real look at every snap, a couple different positions of where the young guys are at to be able to help coach them up. So those guys have been phenomenal for us, and really have brought our young wide receivers along very quickly.
Anyone else?
Besides the obviously the questions from us, do you talk to the receivers, the other guys at all about, not having Julio out there? Do you say make the most of it? Do you say, imagine this or that? How do you deal with it?
I mean, it doesn't really come up all that much. Obviously, there are certain spots that we like to use Julio or routes or whatever. But other than that, I mean, it's, when we're out there working, we're focused on the guys that are in and trying to improve at the routes that they're running and the concepts that we're working on. So it doesn't come up all that much.
It seems like this team, especially since Coach Quinn has taken over, hasn't had a lot of the off-field drama, whether it's contract this or that or whatever it is. Is this a break from that? You guys haven't had to kind of answer the questions about that.
No, I don't think so. I understand that there's a business side to this sport too, and I don't like it getting involved in other people's business. I know I don't like speaking about my business, so it's not my place to get into that. But as far as drama or anything like that, he's one of the best teammates you could ever be around. He's one of the most unselfish players. Is all about winning, and those are the things that you love, and he's great for our organization, for our team. And other than that, I mean, they'll resolve it and get that stuff worked out.
You don't seem concerned. You won't be surprised to know that Coach Quinn did not seem concerned. But would there come a point, because it's got to be a resolution, would there come a point when you are concerned?
No, I've been through this before with other players. It's part of it, and I'm confident he'll be ready to go when he gets here. I'm really positive in that.